Welcome to the Forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, my guest is State Senator Jennifer Bertino Tarrant. The senator is the new chairwoman of the Illinois Senate Education Committee, and today we are talking at length about education. Senator, thank you very much for joining me today. And first thing I want to ask you, you've gone on this tour of schools throughout Illinois. Having toured some of the smaller school districts like the ones we have here in the central Illinois area, what are some of the things that have stuck out to you the most?
Well, as I've begun this tour, and again, I am a former educator too, so I have a bit of background. However, I've been mostly in the suburbs. I've worked in smaller school districts, but really the whole idea is to engage myself in areas that I am not familiar with. You know, we can listen to what schools need and how school funding impacts different districts. My whole goal is to particularly see school districts that I am not familiar with. And while maybe the messages or maybe the needs are slightly different, the message seems to be very similar whether I'm in the suburbs or down south. You know, there are consistent things that we are hearing, and that is dealing with resources for teachers, funding, properly funding our schools, meeting the needs of our students. So again, while it may look different from school district to school district, the overall messaging of our school district seems very, very similar.
Sure. Now, the General Assembly is working on addressing the teacher shortage. What do you think are some things the legislature could do to help, you know, combat the issue and maybe attract more teachers and make it easier for school districts to employ certain teachers?
And, you know, I guess there's things that we can do we can look at things as reciprocity, how we accept other states' teaching licenses when they come to our state. We need to look at salary for our teachers. We need to look at what we're doing with funding and ensure that our funding, we continue to meet that minimum funding that we work so hard with evidence-based modeling. But the bigger picture is, and this is my personal opinion, and again, from my 20 years in education, we need to revitalize the teaching profession and honor it like we used to at one time. I think over the years, our teachers and our schools have been demonized, and it's really halting young students who may be interested in the profession from entering into that. I think we have to remember and do a better job at the state level for recognizing how difficult the teaching profession is, how many more demands we put on them, and how they are truly dedicated individuals, giving up not only a workday, but beyond. And I think sometimes, especially over the last few years, we have failed at that.
Sure. Being a former educator, how would you go about trying to attract individuals to maybe entering the teaching profession? You know, high school students looking into going to college and maybe persuade them into being an education major.
And I think we've seen in some areas some really dynamic ideas. For instance, I was just in Rockford, and they now have a program where they take high school seniors and those who've expressed interest in teaching, and they have connected them to their Rockford College. And with those kids who are interested, they're helping them with their tuition, mentoring them, encouraging them to teach, to turn around and have them come back in their district. Now, that's one thing that one particular district did. But again, I think that's really important. We have to start students at a younger age, if they have this passion, to get them more into the school so they can see, you know, the reality of it. Some people truthfully will go into education and realize, whoa, this is not really what I expect, like any profession. And we need to do that earlier so they don't spend 4 years in college thinking they want to be a teacher, then get into the profession and realizing, you know, this may not be the direction that I want to go with. We have to, working with children on a daily basis, I truly believe the earlier we start, even if it's freshman year in college, it mentors them into the school system and will help them succeed along the way.
You know, Senator, I agree with you. I actually was an education major, elementary education major, my freshman year. Went to Blackburn College in Carlinville. And one of the things I've always spoken highly about that they did, my first year there, there was this class where they had us go, and for half of the class, we went to this primary school and dealt with first graders, trying to show them how, basically help them with their reading and teach them how to read and stuff. And for some, it helped solidify the decision they had made in becoming an education major. For others, like myself, I realized, hey, this isn't necessarily something I want to do. And I think that's, I don't know if how many colleges actually do that, but for schools to maybe throw the kids in there the first year with the kids, the students in with the kids, maybe it would help them realize whether, hey, this is something I want to do, or, hey, maybe this isn't the right way to go.
And I agree with you completely. You know, there's unfortunately a high attrition rate, and they say 5 to 6 years is now when teachers decide that this is not the route they feel like they can go to now to the age of 67, which is a whole nother issue. The earlier we can get our students into schools, I agree with you 100%, they will find out sooner rather than later that this is the direction they want to go. And I think in the long run, that will help that attrition rate. The demands we put on our student teachers, too, now, it just seems really unrealistic. You know, a lot of them now are so focused on some of the licensing aspect of becoming a teacher that they really don't get to perfect their trade or what they're trying to do, you know, perfect their practice in their student teaching, because they're doing so much of the paperwork. And that's what we hear, you know, throughout the state, too. There is just so many demands and paperwork that this is not what I wanted to teach students. I didn't want to fill out forms all day.
Senator Jennifer Bertino-Tarrant joining me today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Senator, the school funding model, I know it's just been implemented here not that long ago, but have you already been able to see some positive things happening, or is it still too early to tell?
You know what? I think we are seeing some positive things because the school districts have been sharing what they plan to do with the dollars. Again, in Staunton, they shared the number of teachers that they are going to be hiring. I just heard from Springfield how they plan to update their science curriculum to meet the new standards. So I think we're going to see very different things depending on the school district and the amount of dollars they received. But we're seeing all very positive aspects of this funding model, getting to schools, those who need the dollars the most. And again, they're using it for what we want them to use it: more teachers, more resources, updated curriculum. So again, I think we're already seeing the positive aspect of the evidence-based funding model.
Sure. Senator, are you continuing to go on this tour? And if so, what are some of the other things you're looking to get out of it?
You know what? I am. I look forward to next month going to the Chicago Public Schools. Throughout, I've just started to get more feedback, people inviting me to their schools. And again, my main goal is to listen. Some of it is to just reaffirm what I already think, you know, I know. Secondly, is to recognize the importance of their job. And that's really going to be, you know, a big part of my tour throughout the state. I think I feel compelled to highlight the hard work that our teachers are doing, and somebody has to get that message, whether they're in Chicago, whether they're in Joliet, or whether they're in school district. You know, teachers worked very hard, and somebody has to get that message out. And I'm, you know, at the local level, I think they do a great job. I'm just trying to do it in my position as well.
Sure. Senator Jennifer Bertino-Tarrant joining me today. Was there anything else you wanted to mention about this tour, or about anything else with education?
I do appreciate, you know, your interest. It's been a wonderful experience for me. The school districts have been all very receptive. It re-energizes me. And, you know, I spent 20 years in the school district, and, you know, you walk into a school building and you get an immediate sense of the environment. And when you go walk into a classroom and kids are eager to greet you and share their experience, I still get goosebumps talking about it. It really re-energizes me, and it makes me want to work harder for the teachers in Illinois.
Oh, absolutely. And it's turning out to where it could be a pretty big calendar year for education and the General Assembly, what with school funding passed last summer, it being implemented here a couple of months ago, and now there's legislation about the teacher shortage. So as far as education is concerned, a lot of things happening in the legislature.
It is. We have a very, very busy committee, and our job, too, is to kind of weed out things that get in the way, as opposed to good legislation that boosts up our profession and the needs of our students.
Well, Senator, thank you again so much for joining me today, and good luck with all your work moving forward.
Thank you again. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to David.
Again, that is State Senator Jennifer Bertino Tarrant, the new chairwoman of the Illinois Senate Education Committee. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time, but until then, so long.